Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 48 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 47 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 03 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning, 04 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 05 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 06 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning, 07 hundred hours. Fog. 41 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
WPHZIQ Mobile.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 53 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
KBSW. KBSWR and VHF. KBSWR on VHF.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 65 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 68 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 69 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint.
Is KBAYJR listening for a function report? Is KBAYJR nothing heard on the function report? I'll be clear.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 70 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 69 degrees.
NAWCB, this is KYD.
Making Genesee County Radio great again.
KYNU, this is NAWCB. Hey, good evening to ya. Hopefully you got sleep last night or got some power sleep, and hopefully today wasn't too bad. Hopefully things went well today.
Oh, it was difficult getting up this morning. I felt it, but it was a decent day. We're busy, we're called to call, but and the manpower to cover the shift, or you know, cover the calls, and so that's all right.
Well, at least you had the manpower. Again, that's, you know, when you start getting to a place where you're having to shuffle for units and finagle things, it makes it quite stressful and difficult there. So I'm glad it's over for you. At least you got to the full point there tonight for you.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll go back tomorrow and be off Monday. So that'll be nice.
Making Genesee.
Yeah, that's it. You're on the downslide there. You've got your long shift, if I'm not mistaken, on Tuesday, and then you're off. Of course, you get the meeting there Thursday, but technically you got the rest of the week off, if I remember correct.
Yeah, I work the morning Thursday, but work 6 to noon, but outside of that, I'm good for the rest of the week after that.
Ah, okay, I'm glad for the clarification on that one, but at least, hey, like I say, at least you're not doing any marathon 24s in there, so I'm glad how that worked out for you. I don't know what's worse, doing the 24 and this being able to sleep, or having to do the 16 or 18 and having to power sleep.
Making Genesee.
The power sleep to me is the worst, because it's like you just get comfortable and it's time to wake up. Whereas when you're done with the 24, you're done and you can sleep.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It's like, you know, like I say, I never did a 24, and I never had any ambitions. When my time was done, I was done. You know, doubles, yeah, or, you know, 12 and a half, but never any ambitions for a 24, but I was thinking about that. So when we're talking about power sleeping and that, wonder how that was.
Yeah, I don't like doing them a lot, but once in a while it's not too bad, especially when they're offering incentives and stuff. That makes it a whole lot easier to say yes.
Making Genesee.
Yeah, there you go. Those incentives help out there. I get you. You know, whether it's a certain time and a half or more, or time off or whatever, I guess you got to run with that.
Yeah, for sure. So that's right. Not a big deal. It was pretty good. It's usually not too bad working them 24s. So, yeah, we'll see if I do it again. We'll see. I'm not sure.
It's one of those things. I guess if you get to it, you cross that bridge, I guess you'll find out at that point. Whatever the circumstances are or the incentives and that, I guess that's how it works out for NAWC.
Making Genesee County Radio great again.
Yeah. Hey, hang on one moment. I'm going to hop out here real quick and grab some gas. Well, it's cheap.
Copy that. Standing by NAWC.
KBAOOE, this is KFH-ELF.
Hey, Wayne.
B-A-Y-N-U, N-A-W-C-B. Sounds like you got a good deal on gasoline there.
Yeah, it was $3.09. So I'm gonna pay that more. Pay that than pay $3.30 or $3.20.
Yeah, especially on a holiday weekend there. That's about as good as you're gonna get. Definitely gotta take it while you can.
Yes, indeed. That is for sure. That is for sure. So I'll grab it, and while I'm down here on the way home, I figure I might as well stop. So.
Yeah, don't blame you on that one. Let's say we were talking last night, things being expensive. That's one of those you got to grab what you can get there, even if it's a. Dime or two cheaper, to put more in the tank there.
Yeah, for sure. I know the trip we were getting about 22, 23 miles per gallon, so not too bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good for you, absolutely. If you can... maintain that on a trip, you can't beat that. I don't know how much gasoline is up north, but we'll find out ourselves here pretty soon. But, definitely take advantage of it. Try to be as fuel efficient as you can.
Yeah, for sure. And that's to me, it's good for at least an SUV. Doesn't do too bad. But yeah, no, gas isn't too bad up north. It was when we were up there, it was anywhere from low $3 to $2.90, $2.99, something like that. So.
Making Genesee.
That's encouraging to hear. I'm glad to hear that. Hopefully it'll stay that way. Gonna head up there a couple of times here soon, and to maintain those gas prices and get some good gas mileage there.
Yeah, we might join you in Big Rapids there. We're looking for hotels out there and trying to find something inexpensive.
Ah, okay, sure. Definitely. Especially come October there. Hoping to get up for. I know. Mom wants to go for the shower here this weekend and that, but it kind of helps there to the AARP, and that's, I think we're at the Comfort Inn there in Big Rapids. Not sure whether we'll be there in October. Trying to stay away if they got a Ferris State home game. I don't think they're home this week, so I don't know. We'll see.
Making Genesee.
Okay, I hear you on that one. I wasn't even thinking about that for October, so maybe that won't happen. Maybe we'll look somewhere else.
Yeah, just trying to, I don't know, we'll see how things are going. But they're going then, but yeah, we're I think the Comfort Inn, we stayed up there the last time, I think, for her graduation. It's not too bad. I mean, it's not the greatest, but it's not the worst place either. It was pretty decent. So we'll kind of weigh it over from there, and we'll let you know, I guess, at this point. NAWC.
Hey, Whitey. Yeah, for sure. That'd be good. I appreciate that. Yeah, we normally try to stay up in Traverse City when we're, you know, up in the area. We usually end up in Traverse City anyways, and so, but a lot of the places up there are pretty expensive, so, unless Leo finds a good deal, we'll probably look somewhere else.
Making Genesee County rates.
Yeah, I don't know. In October, we might try. We've got our eyes open on Cadillac, so we may go a little bit further north, and you know, just knock down 131. Either that, or I don't know about Clare. I think there's places in Clare as well. There's nothing across U.S. 10 there, Evert or Reed City. So we'll have to kind of weigh it over, I guess. Weigh this one here and then take it from that point.
Yeah, I hear you. There's a really nice hotel up in Traverse City that Leo and I usually stay at. It's kind of our common place to go. They got really nice rooms and the mini fridge, and they've got a microwave and stuff like that, and a jacuzzi tub, and really nice view of the bay. So if anything, we might look there, but if I get the name, I'll text it to you, and you guys will have to look into it.
Macon, Genesee.
Yeah, definitely. You'll have to see about that one. Like I say, you can get a good deal on it. Hopefully, with the off season and that, things kind of starting to summer waning a little bit in between. Of course, you know, a lot of people go up weekends there for fall colors, and you start getting into hunting season, and some of the places, Mount Pleasant, Big Rapids, you got football games and that. That would be kind of interesting. Like I say, sounds pretty neat, especially what you're saying, being on the bay.
Yeah, just got a little balcony. You can sit out on the balcony and have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or something like that. Just kind of, sit out on the balcony and they used to have fireplaces in the room, and then they renovated it and took them out because I guess it was costing them a lot as far as insurance was concerned. So I guess instead of jacking the prices up, they renovated it and did it that way.
Making Genesee count.
Yeah, I believe you there on the insurance. Probably is a big factor, and again, with prices going up on everything else, it's a nice feature, nice to have a fireplace, but it raises the rate and the insurance and that. Lake Bay, you got my attention there. The view of the balcony and sitting there having a cup of coffee. Now that sounds pretty good to me.
Oh, it is. It is. It's really nice. A lot of the pictures that we get from the rooms up there, that's where it's at. A lot of the pictures of the bay or something like that. When we're staying up there, that's usually the hotel we're staying at. It's quiet. It's nice. Management's pretty cool. Rooms are clean, and I just really don't have to worry too much.
Making Genesee count.
Yeah, if you can find something like that anymore, definitely keep that bookmark to there. Keep that phone number handy. That's great. You can't beat, especially the management's good, and you go up to a clean room, and everything is workable there, and it's not noisy. That plays a big role too. Yeah, I definitely like that. Even if it doesn't happen first in October, maybe even in the future, perhaps.
Yeah, a little anniversary trip or a birthday trip or something like that. Kind of nice. That's what we usually do is on our anniversary. If we go somewhere, we'll go up to that hotel. And, it's like I said, it's nice. It's quiet. We've gotten kind of leery of going up to Mackinac and staying the night up there. A lot of the hotels have kind of gone downhill, and there's a few of them that have bedbug infestations, and so this last hotel we stayed at up there, it was not clean at all, not good at all. We complained that we were going to have to get a hold of corporate there and complain on them that way too. But Traverse City, I like them. I like their hotels. And,
making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint.
NAWCB. Yeah, I get you there. Wow, that's hard to believe. I know, we stayed up in Mackinac a few times. Mom and I did when you kids were at Northland. And I like the motels there. When we go up, it was pretty much, I think, the one restaurant, I forget the name of it, it was open, but pretty much everything else was closed down. It pretty much had the town to ourselves up there, but it was pretty good then. We started staying, when we were going up there, I think either Manistee or Escanaba is there. It just seemed to work out better, but yeah, like I say, you get a good place to stay. Definitely want to keep going there as long as London is good there.
Okay, Whitey. All right, and if it's clean, I don't mind giving them a little extra just because I'll stay somewhere where I don't have to worry about bringing something extra home. And I don't have to worry about, nasty toilets or nasty pillows or blankets. I can go in and not have to worry about bed bugs or something else.
I agree on that one. I agree. You sure have to watch it these days. Man alive, we stayed in some good ones. Of course, I know the one you and I... We came back from North Dakota at that time of the night. I didn't really care. I was just there to lay down and go to sleep and get up and get going the next day. But if I had that to think about again, maybe make a reservation or something. But yeah, there's some good motels in there. There's not some good motels.
Oh yeah, that is for sure. It's like the one down in Florida. We're on the way back from vacation and stopped, and they literally had sewage backing up into one of the sinks. It's like, nope, we're not staying here.
We ran into one of those. Too bad we were in the room there and take the shower. It was backing up in there. It's like, I'm getting out of here. That's enough of that. Man alive, yes. There's some, like I say, some people avoid. They're just kind of there with their hands out, I guess. Just enough to get by. So once you can get good customer service and good quality, that's the most important.
Yeah, that's for sure. So you guys heading out Friday next week, and don't forget there's construction on the Milwaukee Bridge.
Friday and back Sunday there. Probably planning to go up 15 up to 81, and that'll take us around
this little walking bridge and go across from there. But I'm probably staying away from my 75. Too much construction from what I've heard. Too many backups from what I've heard. Yeah, it's kind of nonsense, but I get it. I get where they come from. They gotta do their job, and I guess if we want good roads, they gotta maintain them. But that sounds like a good route to go. We went north. We took 75, and then took the route around Saginaw. Wasn't too bad. Yeah, that's what I've heard. But I know anything to stay away from the Zilwaukee Bridge for Mom is even better. So she would mind whether it was open or closed to stay away from that bridge. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Mom wouldn't have liked this last time over the Mackinac Bridge, because this last time over the Mackinac Bridge, they had a high wind advisory, and because we're in the SUV, it really pushed the SUV, really pushed the Explorer around. Oh, I bet. Yeah, that's the thing with, you know, with the SUVs, high-profile vehicles up there. I don't anticipate going to the UP anytime soon at this point. When the kids were in Northland, sometimes we'd go across that way when we and Melissa lived in Wisconsin, but I don't anticipate any more trips up there, at least at this point in time. Yeah, no. No, I think we're done being up there for a little bit, and I think the last little bit of traveling will be to go out to Wolf and Lee's, and I think that'll be it for the year. Yeah, kind of looking forward to that. It's hard to believe our oldest granddaughter is getting married. In fact, she's her birthday today. She's 18 years old, and that's hard to believe too. Wow. And just, you know, your children are growing up so fast. You guys are preteens. It's like, where is the time going? Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, or the kids are destroying the house. Oh boy, yeah, that's being kids in that. As long as they can destroy it, as long as it gets picked up and put back in place. Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, Dan, I'm home, so I'm gonna head in and grab some food and kind of unwind for the evening, but. Appreciate you coming along and the good conversation on the way north. You guys enjoy your evening. 71 degrees out, so not too bad. But we'll hopefully get to chat tomorrow. Yes, indeed. Yeah, we'll look forward to tomorrow, but definitely enjoyed our QSO this evening. Definitely thanks for the ride along. We got one more day to go, and glad for that for you. But anyway, we'll let you head on in and tell the family hello and have some dinner and relax. And hopefully, it got kind of chilly last night. Hopefully, it won't be quite as cold as chilly tonight. But hey, it's that time of the year, I suppose. Get toward that anyway. But like I say, tell everyone hello. 73s and AGs, you and the family, and you have a great evening. Good talking with you. NHWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to you, Mom. K8YNU, sir.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 69 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Charlie Victor.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 66 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint.